is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Point of the program is you get to bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So much to discuss tonight. Mark, let's start with one of your stories. Corporal punishment or suds smuggling?
Suds smuggling seems like it has more sizzle right now, but I'd really like to get that corporal punishment story.
All right.
So, Spokane, Washington from Yahoo News here via the Associated Press. Nicholas Geranios reporting, the quest for squeaky clean dishes has turned some law-abiding people in Spokane into dish detergent smugglers. They're bringing Cascade and Electrosol in from out of state because the eco-friendly varieties required under Washington state law don't work as well. Spokane County became the launch pad last July for the nation's strictest ban on dishwasher detergent made with phosphates.
Wow, this came through, and I didn't even hear anything about it. Nick, did you guys catch wind of this over at Free Minds TV?
We actually reported on it on Free Minds Radio on Sunday.
Okay, but just now, you just found out. Nobody knew about this back when it actually happened, right?
Well, no,
this is the first I'd heard of it.
Stories take a while to percolate up and out to the media. So
right, they banned in, was it just the city of Spokane or was it the whole state of Washington, you said?
Spokane County.
As I recall from the article, I think it was the whole state of Washington, but I'm not positive.
Well, I think that what they're saying here is that they're smuggling it in from out of state, but the residents of Spokane, Spokane County became the launch pad last July for the nation's strictest ban on dishwasher detergent made with phosphates. It's a measure aimed at reducing water pollution. The ban, now, by the way, phosphates, I lived in Florida, and there's lots of phosphate there. It's in the ground.
Underground.
Yeah. So when the rainwater washes through it, I don't know whether it gets to the aquifer or runs down streams or however it gets to the rest of the water. All the water having been here on the planet for 4 billion years now.
It's run through a lot of phosphate over that
run
time.
Through a whole bunch of phosphate. So, you know, I don't know. I always get confused on these things.
Sounds to me like this is a protectionist measure to grant these greenie companies that are manufacturing the organic dish detergent or whatever it is, basically to guarantee them business. Because they can't compete, apparently, against the Electrosols of the world because they don't use the same chemicals. And therefore, what you're saying is it's just not as good stuff.
Yeah.
So people over the state, the county rather in this case, attempted to force people to use the green stuff, and now they're just smuggling it in like a good black market should.
Let's see. The ban can be expanded. The ban will be expanded statewide in July 2010. The same time, similar laws take effect in several other states. It's not easy to get sparkling dishes when you go green. Many people are shocked to find that products like Seventh Generation, Ecover, and Trader Joe's left their dishes encrusted with food, smeared with grease, and too gross to use without rewashing them by hand. Now, what's in dishwashing detergent they use by hand? I mean, surely there's something bad for the environment in that crap, too. But people need clean dishes. Otherwise, they get diseases and die.
Isn't the purpose of a dishwasher to take all the hand-washing work out of doing dishes? And
well,
here you go, you're running a load.
Now you're putting twice as much detergent in the water because you have to wash it twice.
Right, well, you're running a load. It's not coming through, so you then have to hand-wash it because it didn't work out the first time. What a hassle.
The culprit was hard water, which is mineral-rich and resistant to soap. So now, of course, to fit to all the regulations, each one of us will have to get a water softener, which will probably set us back $1,500 apiece. As a result, there's been quite a rush of Spokane area shoppers heading east on Interstate 90 to Idaho in search of old school suds. Real estate agent Patty, you can imagine getting in the car. Come on, let's go to Idaho. We got to get some dishwashing detergent. Buy a case. I don't want to come back.
Well, I mean, will Amazon sell it to you in that county, or will they not sell it?
Who knows?
I wonder how many people have even tried that.
Real estate agent Patty Marcotti of Spokane stocks up on detergent at Costco and some French word, Coeur d'Alene. Yeah, that's the one. Idaho, and doesn't care. Who knows it? Yes, I'm a smuggler. I'm taking my chances because dirty dishes I can't live with. In truth, the ban applies to the sale of phosphate detergent, not
the possession.
Or possession.
I see.
As Marcotti is not in any legal trouble. Marcotti said she tried every green brand and her dishwater and found none would remove grease and pieces of food. Everybody she knows buys dishwasher detergent in Idaho, she said. Supporters of the ban acknowledge it's not very popular.
Amazing.
Well, I'm hearing a lot of positive feedback and seeing Shannon Brattleboro of the Washington Lake Protection Association.
Her last name's Brattleboro?
Brattleboro. Yeah. She's a prime mover in the ban. I think people are driving to Idaho. Steve Marcy.
Well, they need to crack down. They need to take the next step. We need to have some some electrosol interdiction teams that are going to be watching the border. They're going to be keeping an eye on things to make sure that people aren't going over to the Walmart in Idaho and coming back with a can of electrosol.
At this point, it's not illegal.
That's what I'm saying. They need to make it illegal. They need to crack down. We need a task force. We need to put a stop to this. So it's going to be a war on detergent.
Costco is seeing their sales of dishwasher detergent increase by double digits. I joke with them and ask if they're from Spokane, the manager says. They say, oh, yeah. Shoppers can still buy phosphate detergents in Washington State by venturing outside of Spokane County, but Idaho is more convenient to many Spokane residents.
I see.
Phosphate, the main cleaning agent in many detergents and household cleaners, break down grease and remove stains. However, the chemicals are difficult to remove in wastewater treatment plants and often wind up in rivers and lakes. They promote the growth of algae, and algae gobble up oxygen in the water that fish need to survive. While traditional
Some fish eat algae.
Yeah, right. While traditional detergents are up to 9% phosphate, those sold in Spokane County can contain no more than 0.5%.
What a bunch of crap.
You know, at the very least, they could have said, well, you know, there's just too much phosphates here. We'll take the ones that take 4.5%. No, they cut it all the way down to 0.5.
Wow.
Right, I mean, like, if that's the concern, maybe we could have taken some other steps. I don't know anything about this algae. I'm not the scientist, the biologist, looking into this kind of thing. But, if you are going to use force, which is what they're attempting to do, and they're failing because the marketplace wants what it wants.
Well,
it
no,
wants
Mark, they just need more force. That'll solve this problem.
Yeah. Well,
if they just crack down hard enough and really send a message to these criminals that are crossing the border to Idaho going to get electrosol, bring a few of them up on charges and hit them with 10-year sentences, and we'll see how many of them keep going to get that stuff. I'm being facetious.
Well, what you might see people call for who are proponents of these kinds of bans is a federal ban, because then you can't just drive across the border to Idaho. You'd have to smuggle it in
from Mexico. Yeah, or Canada.
Lots of people live on the borders. They'd be willing to do it.
Sure, including the Border Patrol.
Well, if it became a big enough deal, they would, yeah. All right.
Bring in 30 pounds of 300 pounds of marijuana and 3,000 electrosol tablets.
So the Lake Washington Washington Lake Protection Association.
Buy a bag of dope, get a free dishwash.
Has launched a campaign to encourage people to give the environmentally friendly brands a fair chance.
Like what? We've tried.
How many fair chances?
The lady said
a load of wash.
She said she tried every single brand.
Right, that's not fair enough. The group suggests consumers experiment with different brands. She did. Or install water softeners. There you go.
Hey, $1,500.
Yep, at least. I was bringing the price down because of the amount of people that would have to buy them at once. I've seen water softeners for more.
My gosh. Right, so they're providing crap-ass water to these people. It's the city that's providing the bad water, right?
Listen to this jackball Jacob McCann here of the association, the Washington Lake Protection Association. It says, clean lakes and clean dishes do not have to be mutually exclusive. Apparently they do, Jacob. This lady said she tried every brand.
Right. I'd like to go.
There's just not enough phosphates to clean the dishes.
I'd like to go inside the homes of these advocates and see what they're using to clean their dishes.
They're probably doing them by hand, which uses more water.
So I've heard.
Yep.
Toll-free.
And it doesn't get them as clean in the same way, because the people that are really nervous about clean dishes and stuff like that doesn't bother me. I do my dishes by hand, even though I have a dishwasher. But the people that are really nervous about these kind of things like to see them done in dishwashers, because the water gets very, very hot and kills all the little baddies in there in that manner.
So, by the way, I was checking at Amazon.freetalklive.com. Of course, enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live gets a cut. If you live in Washington or in the Spokane area, go to Amazon. Order online, because apparently it's just the sale that's illegal. And so the sale on Amazon is happening on the Internet in a different state. So it's probably not illegal to buy these things on Amazon.
Have it delivered to your door.
Yep, have them shipped straight to your door for $21.95 for 100 tabs. More on the way. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all completely free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. Last night I mentioned that we had a story about KFC. They formerly went by the name Kentucky Fried Chicken. And I guess, do people still call them in popular conversation Kentucky Fried Chicken, or is that way, does that really show your age these days?
I wouldn't know. I usually say KFC, but
I just say KFC because it's shorter, yeah. Not because they changed their branding.
Because they didn't want anybody to associate them with fried chicken anymore. That's why they changed, from what I understand, is why they changed their name.
But why is that?
Because frying is bad.
But their chicken is fried.
Right. But they didn't want it in their name anymore.
Didn't they also sort of merge with Taco Bell?
Yes.
I mean, they put them in the same restaurant a lot of the times now.
Well, they're owned by, they've been owned by the same company for a long time, and so that's why you're starting to see the mixes, where they'll put both restaurants in the same
building. Seems like a good idea to me.
Whatever, yeah. More choices. I'm all in favor of it. But KFC has really done something innovative, and I think done something that people can look to as an example of how it is that the marketplace can solve the problems that have been created by the state. And, of course, one of the biggest issues, one of the most contentious issues amongst liberty-minded people is the roads, right? Some
yes.
of us insist on talking about it, talking about the idea of marketizing the roads, because it seems that if we're going to go down this road to freedom, that inevitably, at some point, the government is going to have to relinquish control over the roads, and then something's going to have to fill that gap. So what's that going to be? What will the marketplace of roads actually end up looking like? And I've suggested in the past that what would be nice we could have is some sort of market-based entity that would go around and essentially do all of the road work that the government refuses to do in a timely manner. I mean, eventually they fill in the potholes when they get around to it, maybe.
It's certainly not lickety-split.
No. And the roads around, at least around here, are in just crap can conditions, and I'm sure they're not too much better anywhere else in this country.
You're a bad American.
I'm a bad American for talking bad about the government roads?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, whatever it takes, because they're awful. And I've suggested before that how could they be worse than what we have today? How could the marketplace that clearly does a better job at anything that it does compared to the government, how could the marketplace run roads actually end up being worse than the government run roads? So KFC has stepped forward in the Chicago area to show us how it's done. According to The Consumerist at consumerist.com, will sponsored potholes sell chicken? KFC seems to think so. They've asked the city of Chicago, and this is where I differ with KFC. They went and asked, which is, you know, that's what corporations do, right? They're government entities.
They sue them. You know that Chicago, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know that the city of Chicago would sue a large corporation
sure.
like KFC for that money. They'd say, cha-ching. I know what's going on here, so you tell what's happening. And
right, yeah, I understand they would. They're a corporation, so they've got to jump through the government's hoops. What I would suggest, when as far as activists doing similar things, that they just go out and do it. But here's what happened. So they've asked the city of Chicago if they can fix the potholes in exchange for including a white stencil on top of them saying that the spot was refreshed by KFC. Despite the fact that the ads would be a distraction and safety hazard, both Chicago and the state of Illinois are interested in partnering with a private company.
They'd be a safety hazard? Why? Are they raised up 3 feet so that when somebody hits them, they crash their car?
No, I think the idea is you'd see the text and you'd want to read it instead of actually driving on the road.
Like a road sign?
Yeah.
That the government puts up?
The stencil is the same all over, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, once you'd read,
once
them,
you read it once.
Yeah. Be in pretty good shape.
Chicago certainly has its pothole problems. The transportation department has filled more than 250,000 street craters this winter. Department spokesman Brian Steele said the city has a lot of questions about KFC's program, like what type of asphalt is used. City also doesn't allow
The city doesn't want inferior asphalt to use to fill its already existent potholes.
The city also doesn't allow ads in the public way because they could create a distraction and a safety hazard.
Like a pothole doesn't?
But Steele said the city doesn't reject the idea out of hand. Commissioner had already been looking into possible corporate sponsorship for pothole repair, and one unnamed company is a possibility. They say they're open to a variety of public-private opportunities. What's confusing to me is they actually have a picture of Colonel Sanders with one of these stencils standing over a filled pothole.
But it's filled. Look, it's photoshopped.
Oh, you think? Oh, I see. You're saying
Colonel Sanders is died when I was a child.
I know it's not the real Colonel Sanders. They have actors who portray Colonel Sanders these days.
I don't know.
Yes. This is not an actual picture of Colonel Sanders. This is a actor portraying Colonel Sanders who's wearing a hard hat, and he's wearing one of those traffic yellow vests, those UV yellow vests that are really bright. So it looks as though he's there, but I suppose you're right. I suppose it could be a Photoshop, but it looks like a real. It looks like a real filled pothole and a real painted stencil over top of it.
It looks like a real filled pothole and a real painted stencil. It does not, to me, look like a real Colonel Sanders.
Are you trying to suggest that this is actually Colonel Sanders? I thought I made it clear that this is Colonel Sanders.
I think it's
this
a real
actor.
I think it's a real picture of Colonel Sanders, and I think it's photoshopped on a real picture of a pothole.
Wow, I don't think you're right about that. I mean, we can't get into too much debate
on
this.
What difference does it make? But that's what I think.
All right, so 1-800-259-9231. I hope that it actually ends up working out, because what a great idea. I mean, if a private company can go around and throw a bunch of money at the potholes in the area and get a bunch of advertising spots as a result of doing so, they should be able to. I think it's brilliant.
The only downside is you've still got the government in charge of repairing the roads, and I think it's very unlikely that they're going to decrease the amount that they're spending on the road budget in light of how much KFC gives to them. So I don't think they're actually going to, you know, decrease the city budget or decrease the role the city's playing.
So taxes will still be the same as before. They're not going to reduce taxes as a result of KFC stepping in?
I don't think so. I think you could make the argument that they might start using city maintenance for something else and sort of expand their purview.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you know, if KFC eventually stops doing a program, pulls its sponsorship, then you end up with
the raise tax. Right, that's certainly a possibility. I suspect the city would just sue KFC and make them pay for all the potholes in the future, too.
I think your observations are correct in that taxes are likely not going to go down. The size of government is not going to get smaller. They're not going to lay off the three city workers that otherwise would have been filling those potholes. However, if it can get the potholes filled, then it seems like it'd be worthwhile, right? I mean, just to have roads
in
that are worth driving on.
In the short run, it would improve driving
roads. Just
an idea. So, in the long run, I don't think you get very far doing public-private partnerships. I think the government will just milk that and increase taxes.
Look, I'd rather see the government completely relinquish control over the roads, but as long as we've got crappy roads run by the government, if bringing in some sort of private entity to do the job right makes the roads better and doesn't cost extra, then who could be against it? 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, though I think that people should just go and fix the roads and not beg for permission in the first place. This is Free Talk Live.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today toll-free at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. Liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Totally free. Going back for an entire year at freetalklive.com. Free archives. Go to freetalklive.com and find the Adult Friend Finder banner. It's the world's largest adult social networking site. And Sex Personals, over 19 million members. Let them help you find that sexy someone to hook up with tonight. Adult Friend Finder. See their banner at freetalklive.com. By the way, a quick addition to the KFC filling the potholes stories. After digging in a little further into this, it turns out that the picture that I was telling you about, Mark, is actually from Louisville, which is KFC's home base, I guess, where they started. And so they do have a deal in Louisville where they are going around with an actor dressed up like Colonel Sanders for photo opportunities. And they photographed him after they'd filled a pothole. KFC paid for the potholes to be filled, and they got to put their chalk stencil over the top of it. So
chalk?
Yeah, it's just chalk. So it's going to wear off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Chalk.
So it's happening. So they're really doing it, and I say more power to them. 1-800-259-9231. And if I'd made it seem
like I wasn't, and somehow for this, I'm certainly.
No, you just didn't believe the picture was real, and I'm telling you the picture was real, except it's from Louisville, not Chicago. So they are actually doing it. And if it's worthwhile for Kentucky Fried Chicken to do this with just chalk, then it can't be that expensive to fill these potholes, can it? Because wouldn't you want to paint it if you could, so you could keep your ad there through the first rain?
I would definitely want to paint it, but I guess it's worth the good feeling that people would get.
All right, so you dial in, you bring up anything. It's Steve in South Carolina. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian, Nick, hey. And Mark.
What's on your mind, Steve?
Well, I was thinking, why don't we think outside the box on this KFC thing a little bit? You know, how about when you drive over one of the potholes filled by KFC? Next thing you know, you get a smell for extra crispy or original recipe.
Oh, some sort of
scented potholes.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'm all in favor of smell-o-vision or smell being attached to advertisements. I think it's a wonderful idea, and I wonder when it's going to actually happen.
It's probably not fair to the vegetarians out there that they would have to smell deep-fried animal flesh in order to drive on the road.
They can drive around it.
Well, nobody's stopping whatever vegetarian companies there are out there from sponsoring those potholes.
Yeah, that's right. I guess I can smell green beans or spinach. Fine with me.
As long as the road rides smooth, that's all I'm really concerned about. What else was on your mind tonight, Steve?
I was saying that, I use dishwashing detergent. I clean my hands or my dishes by hand. And what I do is I pour bleach in my water, which really gets them nice and gets that very...
Squeaky clean sound.
Squeaky clean sound, yeah. Right.
So are you? What do? Do you fill up the sink with water and then add bleach to it?
I fill out with this non-phosphate detergent so I can get bubbles, and it looks like it's, doing something psychologically, and then I put bleach in there to know that it's actually going to cut and kill the bacteria and everything.
Some people do that. I know that Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com is a bleach dishwashing individual. I've never really felt the need to do that. I'm not that
bleach,
paranoid.
I mean, it's an effective cleaning agent, and it certainly will kill the germs on there. It can be a little rough on your hands, though, I know.
Yes, you have to wear gloves when you do that?
Yeah, they're latex gloves. You can buy a box of 100 for $5.
I've never had a problem with just using regular detergent in a sponge. I mean, that's always made me feel clean.
Trying to get rid of the phosphates, and then just a substitute would be bleach.
Well, one of the first and best things you can do is clean your dishes right after you use them.
It's always easier.
Heck of a lot easier to clean then than if you let them sit around an hour or more. Sometimes I clean the dishes, sometimes my wife does, and it's pretty obvious once the two of us have let them go. It's like, God, what are you kidding?
Thanks, Steve, for the ideas tonight. Anything else on your mind?
No, sir. Y'all have a good evening.
Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the amp line on screen call. Who's this?
Hey, this is Dennis in New Hampshire.
Dennis, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk to you guys about standing armies.
Sure. Okay.
Because you were talking to a warmonger the other day about standing armies and the issue of the Constitution came up, and you made a big mistake, guys. A big mistake.
Us, really?
Yeah, you tried to rely on the United States Constitution, and that has let us down so many times.
You're right about that, but...
No, I wasn't relying on it.
She was talking about how great of a document it was and, all that other stuff, and it was pretty clear she was a Republican type, and I knew I could take her to task on, just the fact the United States government hasn't stuck to its Constitution.
Well, the New Hampshire Constitution has the following to say. Well, the great thing about the New Hampshire Constitution, it's not just much better written, it makes things a lot clearer than the crummy federal document.
All right.
There's two one-liners in the New Hampshire Constitution. First one-liner, Article 24, it says, a well-regulated militia is the proper, natural, and sure defense of a state. The very next one, Article 25, standing armies are dangerous to liberty and ought not to be raised or kept out without the consent of the legislature.
Well, they've got the consent of the legislature, that's for sure, at the national level. That's pretty much what's basically happening, as I understand it, is the legislature just continues to reauthorize the military to be a standing military. So that's kind of their way around the two-year rule, because the Constitution does specify that an army is only to be raised for a two-year interval.
I tend to just point to Switzerland as a modern-day example of a country that doesn't have a standing army. Certainly, I mean... It has compulsory service, which I'm not in favor of, but it's not a standing army, and it's arguably, for its population, one of the best armed countries in the world.
Well, I think it really clears things up, just having those two, one right after the other. It's clear. The militia is not the army. The army is not the militia. One is real important. The other one's real bad.
Well, I agree with you that that can be used well within the boundaries or near the boundaries of the state of New Hampshire. However, when you're talking to a warmongering a Christian moron like we had on Saturday night, and I'm not saying Christians are morons. I'm saying this Christian was a moron.
He could have just been ignorant.
Whatever.
Okay.
She wasn't listening. Right to learn about liberty, right?
We were giving her the information, Ian. She wasn't listening.
Cognitive dissonance is very powerful. No longer ignorant.
She was informed, therefore, she's a moron.
But if she's not listening, she's not informed.
Look, man, I've got to deliver the message to you 10 different ways?
No.
I gave her the information. She had the information. She was not ignorant. Therefore, she's a moron.
All right.
Whatever. Sorry to say, this gal isn't going to listen. What she care about the New Hampshire Constitution? As far as she's concerned, it's one of those liberal northern states. God hates them anyway.
Dennis?
Yeah, God. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. 1-800-259-9231. So how about the General Motors situation, guys? We didn't get a chance to talk about it last night, but it was pretty big news yesterday. And this isn't a news show, but from time to time, the news is just so outrageous, it needs to be brought up. In case you haven't heard, it looks like General Motors is back looking for more money from the federal government. They had already gotten billions of dollars, and apparently that wasn't enough. Now they're back at the federal trough, and they're looking not only for more money, but, of course, the federal government in return is looking for more control over General Motors as a result of them handing out your money to them. They already have a significant amount of control over the company. They just recently asked the head of the company to resign and replaced him with one of their people. There's apparently
the federal government basically, you know, told them to resign. Yeah.
Yeah. They asked him to resign, and he knew better than to say no.
Right.
And so according to the story over at the Wall Street Journal, they have this task force, and this is President Barack Obama's task force. And it was this task force that asked the head to resign. And according to the article, it's this task force that is in the process of changing out the board members of GM as well. So not only are they having the head of the company resign, they're also putting their own people onto the board.
Does the government have to directly put bureaucrats in charge of a company for it to be nationalization?
No.
I mean, essentially what they're doing is firing the heads of the company and then just replacing them with their own cronies.
Right. And then directing the direction of the company. They said they're going to have more green vehicles.
But don't worry if you've got a GM car or Chrysler car, because the U.S. government is getting behind your warranty.
Oh, boy.
Did you hear about that part? More coming up.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Cocoa Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. This holiday season, you can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-204-6421. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Cocoa Pure with your order. Call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free, bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. So if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do so by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if you want to get behind us, head over to amp.freetalklive.com. We'll give you some perks in return, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. Just a few more bits of information from the story of the Wall Street Journal, which is really detailed as to, as far as the business perspective of what's going to happen with General Motors and Chrysler, who, of course, are both now coming back to the federal government and begging for more taxpayer dollars. They're talking about splitting up GM into two companies. One of them will be the good GM, which will hold various different parts of GM, and then the other one will be the bad GM or the old GM, which will hold sort of the brands that are failing and the debt load, I guess, that the company has. No need to get into the real details there, but basically what they're saying is that the government has not been satisfied. They've not been satisfied with the company's viability plan, feeling it didn't move fast enough or cut deeply enough into the company's debt. They were told it didn't leave enough money in the company's pockets to get it through a full business cycle either. So the government is basically saying, well, we are demanding this and this from you in order to give you all of this taxpayer money, and I guess what they've been coming up with hasn't been acceptable enough to them. President Obama, who is the overseer here, said, "We cannot, we must not, and we will not let our auto industry simply vanish."
See, this is the part that really irks me. What if I, good American, work at the BMW plant in Greenville, South Carolina, or the Honda plant in Tennessee or wherever it is, and there's all these auto manufacturers that may not have American-sounding names like Ford, mm-hmm. Chevy, Buick, or whatever, but they're... these automakers are building cars in the United States of America. They're American automakers. These are, these companies, although they may be headquartered in some other country, mm-hmm. the vast majority of the money that goes is an international expenditure. The steel's mined in the United States or Canada. The parts are made in Canada or Mexico. The cars are assembled here in the United States. I mean, sure, a certain amount goes back to wherever the headquarters are, but the line and share the money spread out, on this continent.
And Americans are also owners of so-called foreign auto companies. I mean, you can That's go true. Buy stock in Toyota just because GM is, it's General Motors. It's a supposedly American company. doesn't mean that foreigners don't own the shares of it, or that Americans don't own shares in its competitors.
Right, absolutely true. I mean, so it's these word games. It's a bunch of crap.
And what if you work at Ford, another supposedly American company that's not taking government money right
now? To their credit, they turned it down.
But they're a better run company because they weren't facing bankruptcy on their own without government help.
Right.
But what good does it do them to have run their company? Oh, here's a pat on the back, and we're going to give all these billions to your competitor.
Right. Now their major competitors are being propped up by the government. So the Dodge trucks and the GM trucks, GMC trucks, which should have been off the market, the Chevy trucks too, should have been off the market because the companies failed. If we're to believe that our taxes went to save companies that were dying rather than just wanted the money. I don't know what the circumstances are, but the only way we would know is to have left well enough alone. And it's disgusting. This is a union. This is a move to support the unions and nothing else.
What we're asking is difficult, said Obama. It will require hard choices by companies. It will require unions and workers who've already made painful concessions to make even more. It will require creditors to recognize that they cannot hold out for the prospect of endless government bailouts. So at some point they're going to stop handing over money, I guess, is what he's hinting at there. But will that be after they've taken it over completely? Because then there's no more need to bail out. It's not a private company anymore. Once the government has pretty much total ownership, then it won't be a bailout. It'll just become a government program. And that seems to be the direction this is going in, right? I mean, from all indicators, you've got them kicking out the CEO, the chief executive officer, and replacing him with one of their guys, replacing members of the board with the task force's people. Where do you think this is going to leave? I know that they're saying one thing. They're saying that, well, we're just coming in with this influx of cash, another influx of cash, by the way, because they've already given billions of dollars to them back in December. But we're just coming in with this influx of cash here, another one, and if it doesn't work out this time, then we're going to let them fail. And, okay, are they then going to just snatch them up and control them themselves? I mean, they're talking about backing up the warranties here.
I think, aren't they already backing the warranties? I thought I heard that on the radio today.
They're backing the warranties, yeah.
Yep, they are stepping in, and they're backing the warranties, and what they're saying is that, let's see, where does it say that? Well, anyway, basically what they're saying is we're going to back these warranties until they get everything straight, until everything gets worked out, and then we're going to just hand it back over to the companies.
Yeah, fat chance.
My guess is the government would be more likely to take over the assets that are left to GM and sell them off to other foreign automakers or other domestic automakers and pocket the money to supposedly, compensate for the amount of money that they dumped in.
It'll be a fraction, though. I mean, if that happens, it'll be a fraction of what they dumped in.
It's unbelievable to me that this is going on in the United States, whereas last week I read an article from Sweden where the prime minister in Sweden was saying that they weren't going to bail out Saab because the Swedish state didn't want to own car companies.
Wow. Well, apparently things are a little different here in the supposedly non-socialist country of America.
We have a different brand of socialism that we do here in the United States.
Here's the actual quote from the story. To assure consumers reluctant to buy GM or Chrysler cars, the government plans to take the unusual step of guaranteeing all warranties on new cars from either company. The guarantees would lapse back to the companies once they return to health. So lots of promises about what they're going to do once the companies, they're just going to get back up on their feet. We're going to give them an influx of cash. They're going to get back on their feet, and we're going to hand the operations completely back over to them. Just going to step away. No problem.
Well, at this point, they're crippling the company, too.
What do you mean?
They're telling them that they're going to take on a new generation of green cars or something like that. So they're changing the direction. So, I don't know how this green car thing's going to go, but I can at this moment in time, it's not the thing for me. Dennis Goddard of the NHLA loves his Honda Insight.
Yeah.
He thinks it's the greatest thing ever. I'm thinking I like the gasoline burning cars here still for a little while. I think that there's some great things coming out in the battery powered cars, but there are people out there like me, and I'm not that interested in one of these high-priced battery-powered cars.
The intention might be to keep the company hamstrung enough so that the government can run it. The government doesn't tend to want to hand things back over to the private marketplace once it's gotten its fingers in it. So I wouldn't be surprised if there are people pushing an agenda that the government just take over GM and stay in charge of it, and it can be the semi-state-run automaker for the United States. Like, I mean, it's not direct government control in the same way that the Soviets had a special bureau to basically make cars, but it's pretty darn close. I mean, now you've got a task force which is there to run the board of directors for
General
Motors.
Close enough for me. And who knows where that will go? I mean, who knows what if they decide they want to actually run a company as a state-run automotive dealer, how that's going to end up working out is just, it's hard to even imagine because they'll have real market competition. And, of course, they can pass regulations to regulate the other competition out of business if they want to, I suppose. But in the meantime, they'll still have real competition, which means that nobody's going to want to buy the crappy government vehicles. So are they going to just take, are they going to make government vehicles and give them out to government welfare recipients? I mean, what is their...
They're going to buy them, which is going to cost the public more because the government's now making the cars that it buys itself.
Oh, so the government's own... It'll become the government fleet, basically.
Well, it could, or the government, if the government continues to run GM, they're injecting all this cash right now. Essentially, they have the printing press, so they can run the business at a loss. Right. They could sell each individual. I mean, if you make a crappy car and price it cheaply enough, people will buy it.
Sure, they will.
So that could be a strategy in and of itself. I mean, you can just dump as much money into GM as you want. The government's not going to go bankrupt because it can print its own money. So they could run it indefinitely at a loss.
And they have an incentive from a public relations perspective to continue running the company. I mean, you'd suggested that what they might do is essentially sell off what remains after the companies fail. But then they would get the bad PR of, oh, you're putting all those people out of jobs. Those people need jobs. This is America. We need to have the automotive sector, and we need to do what it takes to keep these people with jobs. So they may just continue running the company so they could say, see, the government is helping keep these people employed when... It's just crazy. What's happening is, it's amazing that this is going on in America and everybody's just looking at it and, oh, yeah, government buying a car company.
Well, a lot of people are angry about it, I can
say that.
But they're
going to keep paying taxes.
That's true.
It's coming. April 15th is coming up and they're all going to pay. More on the way. Hour 2 is coming up. You take control. Bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystoreoftherepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic...